There's a nonprofit in Dallas named for Richard Miles. He was imprisoned for 15 years for a crime he didn't commit. When an appeals court found him innocent in 2012, it awarded him more than $1.2 million, which he says he used to pay his tithe, buy his mom and himself houses, and start Miles of Freedom to help others transition back into society from prison.
I was 19 when I got locked up. I was an innocent man. I received 60 years.
Just down the road, you can see Cofield Unit, and Cofield Unit is one of the biggest prisons in Texas. This was one of the fields that we worked in.
I oftentimes say May 15, 1994 is the day that Richard Ray Miles Jr. died. I became a number, 728716. My mom would always tell me, when you look out the window, don't look at the bars, look at the sky. I could change my perception within the place of incarceration.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
All right. Thank you for coming out to another workshop of Miles of Freedom.
The idea really started from inside, seeing the barriers and the recidivism. People get out and they come right back in. I said, if I ever get out, man, we're going to start a program and we're going to help people.
Acknowledgement, transparency, and forgiveness. These are the three essential things we need when we're coming back home.
17 years after my wrongful incarceration, I had my full exoneration. I was 34 years old. I saw these points of despair for people coming home from prison. There are not a lot of opportunities, particularly for South Dallas.
When I got released because of my crime, they wouldn't nobody hire me at the time.
Consider us as that support system. We're not going to go get it for you, but we'll go get it with you.
We provide case management. We help them with birth certificates, driver's licenses, housing, resume building.
At the end of the day, be confident in your change.
One of the most tangible things that we also provide is confidence. Once a person receives that confidence, you can see the transformation in them.